I want to start off with the Chshivas of Milut HaMusa. And it's a very important question. Why do I have to learn Musa? Many Bachum feel, you know, I pachas a Yisrael know what's important, what's good for me. What am I going to gain by learning Musa? I know already what's important, what's not. A lot of Bachrim feel, I learned Musa already. I learned Musa many times, and it hasn't really done much. That's why if I learn Musa now, is it going to help me? The third thing that people feel is, some people feel Musa is very boring. How many times could you read Masil Sishan and Parakam? I've done it already. It's boring. It's not, what's so interesting about it? They find it very, very boring. The question is what do I have to learn Musa for? I know Musa, it's boring. I know it already. What's the point in learning Musa? As one of an akuda, a very important akuda. Kol zman that we don't understand why we're learning Musa, Musa is going to be very boring. If somebody would come and give me a trigonometry book, a book of the laws of the courts in America, and I would take it to read before I would go to sleep, I would fall asleep right away. I don't need trigonometry in my life. I don't need to know the laws in America. It would be partial. There's no shaykhis to me. I would like be bored out of my brains. Somebody would bring me a book about the flowers in Latin America. I'd be sleeping in 3 minutes. It's like boring. It's not shaykh to me. I have no interest in it. Some people, when they learn Musar, it's exactly the same. They have no clue. What is this they gave to me? What is this doing for me? As a Mela Musar is boring. It doesn't do anything for them because they're not connecting to me. As we first have to understand what do we need Musa for, and then we could appreciate what we're doing when we're learning Musa, and it'll be interesting, and we could see how to apply it. As the Messias Yisharim in Perek Beis is Megala, a big Yisai. He says most people that are going in this world, if they don't learn Musa and they don't work on themselves, Ba'oivin Ruchni, they're falling, and they're going down. You need to learn Musar to help yourself to go up. If you're not going to, you're going to go down. Ba'ayfin ruchni. As the Mesil Sisharim point says it, because Eilam Hazeh is Eilam HaChoshech. It's called Eilam Mishem Helem. It hides. And he says, Be'ikar, it comes from Tanugei Eilam Hazeh and the Esik of Eilam Hazeh. We're so busy. What are we so busy with? I have no clue what some Bachrim are busy with. They leave the Beis Medrash at 10:30. They don't go to sleep till 2:30. What are they staying up to do? I have no clue. And not that I don't know what they're doing. I have no clue what the value of what they're doing is. What are they gaining from it? Like, they really need the chill. They really need the... No. We have so much wasting time, Bizman Hazeh, Ubifrat, nowadays that we have screens, we have telephones. There's so much waste and get involved in so many different things and to find out so much different information and to read so many things that are not really negated us. Don't enhance us, don't make us grow. As we live in a world where there's a lot of tanugim olam hazeh that are pulling us, we live in a world where there's a lot of things to do, a lot of things to be isaac in, and ruchnius is not there. As let's look at ourselves, really, how many hours a day are we learning? Really learning what? Straight. Let's look at ourselves, at our tefillahs. Well, if you want to look at our tefillahs, come down to the second floor after shir and watch everyone davening the whole way back and forth, up and down. Yeah. How does our tefillahs really look? Are we really involved intensely into it? Yeah. Look at our midas. How many of us work on our midas? How many of us are really trying to
grow.
Look at our Keshet Hashem. How many of us are like bubbling with Avas Hashem, Pachad with Yiras Hashem? How many of us even think about Hashem? For real. How many of us think Hashem is running my life? These are basics that we all need to work on so much, yet we're not focused in on it. If you don't focus in on it, if you don't connect it, if you don't work on it, it's just not going to happen. The Vitishkach. What's really chashiv to me in life? What's my shifa? Just get a bacha drunk on Purim and you'll hear the truth. Yeah. And it's not going to be a bucky with shas most of the time. Why is it that way? We're terrible people? No, we're all normal. That's what normal people in the world we're living in are going to be. Unless you work on yourself. That's where Limud HaMusar comes in. Limud HaMusar is taking you out of the status quo of life and giving you a higher way of living. Building your values, building your Keshet Hashem, building your Avodas Hashem. That's what Limud HaMusar is about. If you're not interested in that, Musar is boring. I hate Musar because it tells me to be a better person and I'm not in the mood of that now. It doesn't talk to me now. I want to chill now. I want to live my life a certain way. As the first Nakuda, and that's why many people say, well, I learned Musar and it doesn't work. You know what that's like? It's like learning how to start a car and you don't know what a car is. You don't know. Like, come on, if you're not there, you don't know what you want to work on. If you learn Musar, it's going to do nothing. A little bit of a Arsha Bay Maksira Lamutav, there always is. But the real effectiveness of it is when you want to work on something. I want to work on my kas. I want to work on my connection to Hashem. Because then when I learn Musar, I'm connecting to it. It's helping me connect to Hashem. I'm thinking about it. I'm applying it. I'm living it. Okay. That's the point we wanted to see together, which is a very powerful point. In order to want to learn Musar, you have to appreciate what the Musar is going to do for you. If you don't, Musa's gonna be boring, Musa's not gonna be interesting, Musa's not gonna change you because you don't know what you need to change, what you need to grow. As first of all, we have to know, we all need to grow. That's our avodah in life. And the Zman of Sefiras HaOmer is Mesugal Nifladik for it. There are 49 days, Keneged 49 Shari Kedusha Shavuos is Keneged Shar Nun. It's a Gevaldig Zman of Aliyah for all of us. Let's think about what we need, what we want to grow in, what we could all grow in. We're normal. Of course we're normal. We hope we're normal. Of course we're normal. But every normal person needs to grow. That's the way Hashem created us. That's what we're here for. And we need to get started and make it happen. That's what Limud HaMusar is about. That's the Haskalah and the Aleph Beis, as Hashem will speak more how to bring it and to apply it. But the first step, Zichur, is to know we need to grow. The way we grow is with Limud HaMusar. The way a plant grows is you put water on it. The way a person grows is when he learns what's chashiv for his growth, what he needs to do, what's chashiv in life. Now, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to learn next time how to internalize what we're learning and make it real for us that we should really grow and change together.